Roseland Elementary School counselor Maria Alvina is the kind of person who seems easy to open up to. She's cheerful and chatty and wears large, colorful earrings with an image of Frida Kahlo. I asked Alvina if she can tell which of her students are food insecure.
So it's not difficult to identify. They usually come in and say, you know, Miss Alvina, I need help.
One of the ways Alvina can help is by signing families up for free and reduced priced meals. This national program allows kids in need to eat school lunch for a discounted price, or for free if they qualify.
Just this morning, as parents were coming in, the first thing they were asking me was about how do I go applying for the free and reduced lunch.
Food security can determine educational success. According to the nonprofit Children's Health Watch, kids who are food insecure are less likely to graduate high school. This can lead to poverty and poor health outcomes in adulthood. Alvina has seen the impact on her students, too.
They're not able to focus as much in school or learn as much because they're hungry. They're thinking about what they're feeling physiologically, so they're not able to concentrate. And then also emotionally, it really affects them.
During lunch hour, the students line up in the school gym. They can choose between two entrees and several sides. Then they check out at the register.
Okay, Erin, you can go.
Thanks to a California law that took effect at the beginning of the year, it's impossible for students to tell who gets free or reduced lunch and who pays in full. As the kids check out, no money changes hands.
In the past, schools have been able to give like an alternative meal that's cheaper if people haven't been paying their bills. No longer.
That's Roseland School District Food and Wellness Manager Tricia Goldberg. She says the law helps kids just be typical kids. They can focus on the quality of the food instead of worrying about whether or not their family can afford to pay. And she says the food they serve here is high quality. It's whole grain, mostly local, low in salt, and includes a required course of either fruits or vegetables. But among the students, the verdict's still out on how tasty it is. Fourth grader Brianna Chavez brings her lunch from home every day because...
So I don't like the food that they give in the cafeteria sometimes.
Sixth grader Josue Cabrera is a big advocate, so much so that he volunteers to serve other kids in the lunch line during his break.
Because they always serve fruits, vegetables.
When school's in session, students can get free breakfast as well. Redwood Empire Food Bank offers boxes of produce they can take home with them Wednesdays after school. But when they're off for the summer, that security isn't there. Some local nonprofits have stepped up to fill the gap. Redwood Empire Food Bank serves free hot lunches to kids at Bayer Farms in Roseland during the summer. Deborah Virgin takes her two kids there during the break. On the last day of summer lunch, volunteers serve turkey sandwiches.
They have variety of food. They have all the groups they need to eat.
Despite multiple programs, including CalFresh, offered by the state, Alvina says she wishes she were sure that her students were eating three meals a day every day.
There's still a lot of need out there because to be a CalFresh person or, you know, applicant, you have to have a legal status or be a citizen.
Which isn't the case for many of the families at the school. She hopes that more nonprofits will begin to fill in these gaps so that none of her students go hungry. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.